Now he goes on to say in verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and he hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Now, we're getting down to something that is quite important here, and that is the sterility that is in the spiritual life of many church members today and their lack of enthusiasm. It will lead eventually to the place where the believer will actually forget whether he's been saved or not. He'll not realize whether he actually was ever saved. And may I say to you, that is something that I believe today is very much needed in this day. Paul says that we should, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13, he says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, which you like men, be strong. Let all things be done with love. Now, when he concluded 2 Corinthians, he says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate? This is a very strong statement. You're to examine yourself whether you're to be in the faith or not. This idea today that you can live a careless life and still be a Christian and know it is just something that's impossible. You can be a Christian, but you sure won't know it. Or as someone has put it, a young preacher many years ago, I suppose 20-some-odd years ago, up at Cannon Beach in Oregon, said this to me one evening. He says, you know, Dr. McGee, there are many Christians that believe in the security of the believer, but they do not have the assurance of their salvation. You see, security of the believer is objective. Assurance of salvation is subjective. And he is saying here, he that lacketh these things, he's blind, he cannot see afar off, he hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. He's forgotten that he's been saved. And verse 10, he says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Now, what he means is more sure. In other words, the security of the believer is objective. It is something that cannot be disturbed. But I'll tell you, your assurance can be disturbed by the life that you live. And one of the reasons that multitudes do not have the assurance of their salvation is the kind of lives they're living as Christians. You can't live a Christian life in sincerity and truth today and really have the assurance of your salvation. You're bound at night to lie on your bed and wonder whether you've really been born again or not. My friend, the Christian life is something very meaningful. It's something that you have to work at. Now, I've been married a long time, and I never have to lie awake at night and wonder whether I'm married or not. I know I'm married. Why? Because I've been working at it a long, long time, I tell you. And that is the same thing for the Christian life. Make your calling and election, here, brethren, make it more sure. That is, let it become subjective in your own heart to know that you're a child of God. Now he says, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. And it's always interesting to me is this, the number of Christians that get into sin, and I've talked to many of them, and I never yet have talked to one that had the assurance of his salvation before he got into sin. You see, when you lack that, you haven't a foundation in under you. You're flying in space, and you don't know whether you're going or coming, and you don't know whether you're up or down, and you know nothing at all, to tell the truth. You have no assurance whatsoever.